Hey everybody, this is Alex Merced, and you're listening to Living Better, where I talk about, well, living better. And again, you guys can follow me on Twitter at Alex Merced. Generally, that's just my personal Twitter account, so it's not specifically dedicated to health or wellness or anything like that. It's just my thoughts. But you can follow me there, and you can subscribe to this podcast so you can get more of my health and wellness and productivity tips by listening to this podcast. So today's topic, I want to talk about designing your coffee in the sense that what I do is I try to get a lot out of my cup of coffee every day. Okay, so generally my typical routine is that I'll do intermittent fasting. So I'll stop eating around 7 o'clock and then I'll resume eating at about 11 a.m. the next morning. So it's about a 16-8 intermittent fast, which means you don't eat for 16 hours, you eat for 8 hours. Okay? And then generally, again, I have two meals and I don't snack between them. I have been switching this up, so some days, I will break my fast at like, let's say 9, but then stop around like 3 o'clock and then just skip dinner. But the general principle is the same. Two meals, no snacks in between. But generally, I'll have a morning coffee at some point. Okay, so you generally want to have, basically, think about it this way. You shouldn't have any caffeine at least 8 hours before you plan on sleeping. Okay, so if you plan on sleeping, not lately, I've been sleeping around 9, 10 o'clock. So generally, I don't want to have any more coffee past like 1 p.m. So before then, I'll generally have up to 2 cups of coffee. And there's a lot going on with my coffee because one, coffee is good. Especially if you're trying to like burn fat, one, caffeine is going to definitely get your heart rate up and get you burning more calories. But there are other compounds in coffee that are also going to speed up other beneficial processes in your body. Okay, so there actually is like coffee, even if you had decaf coffee, there are still benefits because of some of the compounds and phenols that are in coffee. Okay, and then also green tea, because green tea has something called ECCG, I think it is. One has a lot of antioxidants. Okay, so green tea is like an antioxidant powerhouse, but it also has ECCG, which is going to do a lot of cool things that I don't know off the top of my head. Again, I am not Tom DeLauer. I am not Dr. Berg. I am not Dr. Eckerd. I don't know exactly the mechanism for all these things. You can check out their videos to kind of get into the meat the details, but my goal here in this podcast is to kind of give you sort of like the formulaic way of thinking about it, as far as like, okay, how do I design my day? How do I design, so in this case, design your coffee. Okay, so basically, coffee and matcha, good. So I generally want both. So generally what I'll do is I'll take a big sort of like plastic container. And I'm going to mix in there instant coffee, matcha powder, and several other things that are going to be beneficial to kind of consume in that sort of early morning drink. Okay, so it's kind of hard pressed to call it coffee anymore. So in there, I'm also going to mix like turmeric. So inside that big container mixed with coffee and matcha, there's going to be turmeric. There's going to be ginger. Okay, because they have a lot of different benefits, like especially turmeric. Turmeric just like literally fixes anything. Like it's just this crazy beneficial thing. And ginger is very similar in that regard, and they work really well together. So generally they go in my not only do they I put them in my coffee mix, but I also put them in my water when it, with apple cider vinegar and lemon that I drink before meals. Okay, so but I'm generally going to have that. I'm going to have generally a mushroom blend powder. It doesn't have to be a blend of mushrooms, so you could do no, just pure reishi powder, pure lion's mane powder, pure cordyceps. I like the blends because I don't track all the exact benefits of each mushroom. So it's nice just to know that I have a little bit of each, and I want to get a little bit of those benefits from each mushroom. So I'm going to throw that in there. Me again, I got into this whole health kick because I was trying to improve my liver health. So I also threw in some milk thistle powder in there. Milk thistle has certain benefits when it comes to the liver. Again, you generally do need a like. To consume a lot of milk thistle to get that kind of benefit. So I will put milk thistle in my coffee. So generally, it's going to be in my big mix. So again, matcha, instant coffee, mushroom powder, turmeric, ginger, collagen. So I'm going to get some sort of like collagen, mix it in there. I'll let you choose which collagen mix out there that you want. Okay, there is like pre-mixed things like this, like there are matcha collagens and stuff like that. I generally avoid stuff that's pre-mixed because oftentimes they mix other things in there that you may not want. Like oftentimes I'll throw in sugar, or other stuff, or maybe some other starches and supplements that you may not want. So I'd rather just kind of mix it myself. Lately now I'm also adding like psyllium husk, in there, and like beet powder. Okay, because beet powder can not. One will help you, your heart, just kind of like get more out of like every pump. Okay, essentially is the simplest way I could put it. Okay, so it's gonna help your heart, your whole circulatory system just move that oxygen all around your body, so that way you can just perform better. So, which then again will also help you, far as just like your metabolism as well. And there's a bajillion other things you could theoretically add there. But again, that's what's going to be inside of like my big coffee powder mix. So it's all those things. So it's again the matcha, the coffee, the mushroom powder, the ginger, the turmeric, the beet powder, the psyllium husk. Okay, and again, the psyllium husk, you may not want to be overhanded. A little bit of psyllium husk goes a long way. You mix it in there. Okay, so again, go wild mixing all the other stuff. Put a moderate amount of the psyllium husk. But yeah, so I'll mix all that together. And then basically when I make my coffee, is basically I just take a scoop of that mix, put it in my cup with some boiling water, along with like a little bit of bone broth. Okay, I make my own bone broth, so I'll just go buy. Ideally what you do is you go buy like grass-fed steak and then keep the bones and then freeze them. And then I just put them in like the what do you call that? The Instapot. And I'll put it like in the Instapot for like 4 hours with a bunch of water and spices. Okay. So that would be but yeah, put that because technically like that's gonna have a lot of like electrolytes and a lot of collagen and a lot of other like nutrients in that broth, especially if you're using like grass-fed beef bones. But again, generally, you can also generally, if you look at the grocery store aisle, you oftentimes can actually find just like bones that you can use for like broth. Okay, like bone marrow bones, where it's just like this circular bone with the marrow in the middle of it, and that's gonna make a real, real tasty broth. Okay, and you could, again, if you're not one for meat, you can make a broth out of like vegetables. It's gonna have different kinds of benefits, but still not a bad thing to add. Again, broth. And again, not a lot of broth. You're probably talking about like 2 or 3 ounces of broth into that cup. So basically, I have the boiling water. So first, I'm putting like the broth and a scoop of my mix in there, and then I'm putting in the boiling water to kind of, and then mix it all up with like a little frother. So I buy a little frother on Amazon for like $10, and that makes it this nice, like really creamy drink. And it oftentimes you don't even need sugar at that point because there's so much stuff in it. It kind of has like this like savory flavor. It's not like that normal candy-ish coffee flavor. It's more like this like savory, creamy, soupy flavor, which is good. Yeah, it's actually pretty decent. But if you do want some sweetener, you can add some monk fruit. Also, other things that are nice and this good to add are things like MCT oils. Generally, if you're not following a ketogenic diet, meaning you're not really cutting back on those carbs, okay, and re or really just cutting back on anything that's like high, basically trying to prevent triggers of insulin as much as possible or lower them. You want to be fat adapted at some point, okay? Because once you get the fat adaptation, then your body will take advantage of those MCT oils a lot better. But the bottom line is like with MCT oils, it's like this really, they're medium chain triglycerides, and basically what's going to happen is that because of the way they're built, the body's pretty much just going to immediately use them for energy because they're just so easy to turn into energy. You're not going to store them. You're not going to store MCT oils. Okay, so you can just literally just like pour some MCT oil. It's probably going to go straight to fuel your brain. okay, and your brain will feel good for it. And again, the mushrooms are also going to have a nice effect on your brain, which is one of the big reasons I have the mushrooms in there. So, like the mushrooms and the MCT oil are going to give you mental clarity. The beet powder is going to get your circulatory system working better. The bone broth and the collagen are going to help your hair, your nails, your skin just be more vibrant. The coffee and the matcha are going to have antioxidants and phenols that are going to, one, help your metabolism, especially when you're fasting. Although technically you would drink this coffee not during your fasting period. If you want to drink coffee during your fasting period, it should really just be black coffee, maybe with some turmeric. Okay, and then nothing else. No creamer, no nothing. And you can add creamer to this. I add like half and half. Particularly, I use like the A2 brand, half and half. The reason why it's called A2 is because of the type of protein those particular cows have in their milk, which is a healthier protein. It's called like a casein 2 versus a casein 1, which is like what most cows have, which isn't as desirable. It's going to cause you more digestive issues. So generally, like if you want to use cow's milk, then the A2 brand is really good. Also, I'll use like goat milk because goat milk is always going to be casein 2 or A2 casein. I guess the terminology is always a little off for me. I guess sheep milk, if you can find it, would also kind of, because again, it's just, they haven't been bred for as long that they have that kind of mutation that would cause that change in the protein. Or you could use another really good option is to use some like coconut cream powder to cream your the two. So if you're looking for like a lower calorie option, the coconut cream powder may be a good option for adding some creamer. And again, monk fruit, allulose, stevia are your options for sweetening. Okay, and then I think all three of those should be fine even during a fast. Okay, so essentially during a fast, I could have a coffee that's basically turmeric and then maybe some ginger. And then some monk fruit, stevia, or allulose, and I should be good. Shouldn't break your fast, or they really shouldn't. Well, it depends. Break your fast is always a subjective term because people say like, okay, you've consumed something, your fast is broken, but it may not cause an insulin spike, which means like the bulk of the reason you're fasting hasn't been interrupted. Again, there's a lot of different processes that occur: autophagy, creating stem cells, all sorts of things. But yeah, so like that's like the thought you can put in right in your coffee. And the cool thing is that really a really good creamy coffee concoction, based on like what I've talked about in this episode, you won't be all that hungry. Like you'll be good. Like on days and nowadays, like on the days that I fast, if I fast for like a whole day, I'll have a cup of coffee and I'm good. Like I'm not even thinking about food. I'm as long as I got work to do, it all works. I wouldn't go past 2 cups of caffeinated beverage. Okay, so if you do want to do like a third cup, use a de like an instant decaf coffee. I generally have a both caf and decaf, so that way if I do want to do a third cup, I can do the third cup of decaffeinated. Just and then again, don't have the coffee immediately when you wake up. So have the coffee about an hour after you wake, and no later than 8 hours before you go to sleep. The reason being is that coffee will raise your cortisol levels. And your cortisol levels are already going to be elevated when you wake up. That's essentially what's happening when you're waking up. You're going through like a shock, so you have cortisol. And while cortisol can have some benefits because it's essentially kicks your body into like the stress mode, too much cortisol can cause problems. Okay, which is why you want to make sure you manage your stress in general. Okay, because that cortisol can essentially it's basically like eating. It can be like eating sugar. Enough cortisol can trigger insulin, and essentially have the same. You might as well have just eaten a brownie. Oh, and chocolate, cocoa powder or cocoa powder. That's also a great addition to your coffee mix. That also has a lot of really good benefits. Again, this is not milk chocolate. Okay, this is pure 100% cacao powder. Okay, you can find versions of cacao powder that already have like are already mixed with mushrooms. Like I have this like mi cooked cacao reishi mix that I use that I bought off Thrive Market. But yeah, and again, other supplements that you might find interesting, you can add them too. There's an endless amount of different powdery substances you can add that have also different foods. Actually, I also put greens in my coffee. So I actually put spirulina, wheatgrass, and kelp powder in my coffee. And again, it just adds to the savoriness. So when you mix that with the soup and the mushrooms, your coffee turns into kind of like a really kind of savory stew. But it's not bad. It's actually quite okay. And I actually nowadays look forward to it. Like, oh, and it actually goes by really fast because by the time you add all that stuff, there's not that much boiling water, so it's not that hot. So you can generally drink it pretty quick. Especially when you add in the broth, which is probably in your refrigerator, so that kind of cools down the temperature a little bit. So that means generally, like, a lot of that stuff doesn't end up in a situation where it's so hot that you denature or you destroy anything. So I'll leave it at that. So today's episode was about coffee and just kind of creating your daily drink. You could do the same thing with like a water-based drink, like people making shakes. I don't generally do a lot of shakes just because I can't use my blender because it freaks out my birds. So I keep my water drinks pretty simple, just like a spoonful of turmeric and ginger with some monk fruit and some lemon. And yeah, I'll leave it at that. I'll see y'all later. Have a great day and enjoy. This is Alex Merced, and you're listening to Living Better.